So while I've got you in front of a microphone, a fellow called Centrelogic on Twitter sent me this article from NBC News.
Oh, thank you very much.
It says, Mississippi lawmaker introduces Contraception Begins at Erection Act.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Contraception?
Contraception Begins at Erection Act.
Oh, all right.
So it says, the bill, which is unlikely to pass, would make it unlawful for a person to discharge genetic material without the intent to fertilise an embryo.
Who is the crazy person who submitted this to the Senate?
Well, that is dangerous ground, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to have a lot of pent-up dudes out there. I'm sorry. It's not good to be a gooner. I'm not saying, like, furiously go at it all day, but, like, making it illegal to discharge genetic material.
And does this only apply to men? Women discharge genetic material when they're turned on.
Yeah, but is that genetic material or just bodily fluids?
Yeah, we know it's only going to apply to men.
Anyway, I think we're getting a bit sidetracked.
Wait. How do they think they could enforce this? All men will be required to wear a wristband which tracks the movements.
It's like a Fitbit.
Yeah.
They're doing, like, muscle measurements and shit. Like, how wide are your biceps? They, like, compare the left to the right. You've got to check in bi-weekly.
Yeah, they just track your, like, your wrist muscle cycles. Like, You've got too many cycles today.
Grip strength.
I was mowing the lawn. I was doing the whippersnipping, for fuck's sake. I haven't been wanking, I swear.
Anyway, let's have a look. Let's go! Hearing. Yeah, so this article, as I said, says Mississippi lawmaker introduces Contraception Begins at Erection Act. Now, this isn't what I thought it was. I thought this was going to be some super right-wing, like, religious guy sort of saying it's ungodly to spill your seed, etc., etc.
Yeah. Seed is sacred.
But I was wrong. That's not what it is at all.
God gave you jizz for a purpose. It's genocide every time you masturbate.
Do you remember that Bill Hicks bit?
I think I know what you're going to say, but remind me.
Oh, I forget what he says. It's like, I've ejaculated entire populations into a gym sock.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I have destroyed worlds.
Yeah.
You know what that means? I have wiped entire civilizations off of my chest. With a gray gym sock.
So it says Mississippi State Senator Bradford Blackman, a Democrat, introduced a bill this week that would seemingly ban men from masturbating or engaging in other sexual acts.
A Democrat,
yeah.
Mr. Blackman.
Yeah, when they have no intent to fertilize an embryo. So like I said, pretty dangerous ground.
Yeah.
That makes, like, masturbation and sport fucking, like, just completely illegal.
Wet dreams. You can't control that.
Yeah, that's a good point. The bill, titled The Contraception Begins at Erection Act, would make it unlawful for a person to discharge genetic material without the intent to fertilize an embryo. It includes exceptions for sperm donation and using contraception to prevent fertilization.
And wet dreams.
Well, I don't know. It doesn't seem to have a wet dream provision.
Well, you get, like, a less lenient sentence for wet dream jizzing.
Yeah. Your Honor, we demand clemency.
I was not awake at the time I spilt my seed.
I was having a dream about big booty Latinas.
Her titties were jingling, jangling in front of me everywhere, and I couldn't control my seed.
The bill introduced Monday would impose fines of $1,000 for a first offence. $5,000 for a second offence and $10,000 for any subsequent offences.
Imagine that.
So that's an expensive wank.
Yeah.
Anyway, like I said, I thought it was going to be some God-fearing fucking church-going, you know, conservative prude sort of thing. But that's not it at all.
It says it's a Democrat, right?
Yeah, it's a Democrat.
And aren't Democrats all supposed to be like, my buddy, my choice?
Yeah, well, this article says, in a statement to NBC affiliate WLBT of Jackson, Blackman referred to the high number of state legislative bills introduced in recent years that target women's access to reproductive health care, specifically abortion and contraception. So he's doing it as a fuck you. He would appear to be doing it as, like, a, well, if you're going to target women's rights, we're going to target your right to jack off.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a stunt. But then he's done an interview with this TV station we're about to watch, and somehow they start talking about incest.
If you're convicted of incest, you don't have to register as a sex offender.
He's mad, right, that if you commit incest, then you're not put on the sex offenders registry, which, like, fair enough, you probably should be put on the registry. But, like, what a bizarre turn of events.
Where is this guy from? Does he live with the characters from that that movie? Well, you know, the one with the retard who plays the banjo and the dude that gets f***ed in the ass?
Oh, Deliverance. Yeah, that was fucked.
You look better than that, boy. You look better than that. Come on, squeal.
Anyway, it's really weird. Let's watch.
This week, a bill filed in the Mississippi State Senate is sparking national headlines.
Yeah, the author of that bill said that the wide array of reactions were not what he expected.
Well, yeah, it would spark headlines. It's like the anti-jacking off, anti-sister-fucking abortion act.
16 WAPT's Beth Almaz spoke exclusively with Senator Bradford Blackmun about the bill that is causing quite a stir.
What is 2319?
Well, 2319 is what it boils down to.
Look at this smug look on his face.
I know, this is a troll.
I'm gonna stop you from squeezing one out.
No unnecessary jizz explosions in this state.
We're going for you, Connie.
As it points out the hypocrisy and the double standard in legislation that we have that targets what women do in their most personal decisions.
But there's a bit of a difference between abortion and having a wank, though, isn't there?
Yeah.
I mean, I get his argument. I don't know how strict the Mississippi laws are with abortion, but, like, they're not the same thing.
Yeah, you can't compare it to jacking off.
And when he starts talking about incest later, it's like, hang on, the people that are committing incest are pretty weird fucking people. And you're going to try and stop them from jacking off? Well, they're going to go fuck their sister, aren't they?
Yeah, you're just encouraging more sister fucking.
Maybe that was his plan all along. We'll stop them from wanking, and these weirdos are going to go fuck their sisters, and they'll need an abortion.
Oh, we can't have more mongoloids in this state.
The bill comes after Senator Bradford Blackmun got word about another bill being filed last summer.
I can't remember which bill it was that I saw that was targeting people that helped someone get an abortion. And I was like, this is getting out of hand.
This is getting out of hand. He's got a thing about hands.
He does. This is getting out of hand. And I'm going to legislate it out of hand permanently.
And we're going to get the dicks out of the hands. There's going to be no more dicks in hands. This is getting out of hand.
And it's always targeting women.
Blackmun says even though the title of the bill is getting attention, it has real meaning.
But when you have a title like this, that's what's catching people's attention. So if that's what catches your attention and gets the conversation going, I'm all for it.
The senator hopes this brings attention to the other bills he's filed.
But it kind of brings attention to the state of Mississippi, doesn't it?
It's just dumb. It's retarded. That's what it brings attention to.
Yeah, he's like the senator of gross shit.
And it kind of makes a mockery about the abortion thing.
Yeah, we can't slice up a fetus and suck it out with a vacuum. Well, you can't have a wank.
You want everyone to pay attention and take this abortion thing seriously. Oh, well, you can't wank, motherfucker.
Including one focused on the sex offender registry.
In Mississippi, if you're convicted of incest, you don't have to register as a sex offender.
You probably should have to register as a sex offender.
What if it's consensual incest?
Oh, yeah, I don't even want to go there.
Yeah, that's, I know. Yeah, I know.
I don't want to have this debate. I'm not fucking destiny.
No, but it needs to be talked about, doesn't it?
Because no, it doesn't need to be talked about. Just don't. Does. Just don't do incest.
Yeah, but... Yeah, you're right. Okay, I'm not going to dive
yeah,
into
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just stop this line of discussion.
Stop fucking your sister.
I have a bill that says that you have to register as a sex offender. Nobody's talking about that bill. And that bill's out there.
That bill's out there. This bill's fucking out there. You can't have a wank. Fuck off.
This reminds me a bit of your other video with the porn passes. Do you remember that one with Saigon?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The jizz tickets. Wasn't it where the government was saying you need a porn pass to buy porn?
Yeah, you had to go to your local convenience store to buy, like, well, essentially jizz tickets.
Jizz tickets.
Yeah.
And you'd have to flash the jizz ticket to purchase your porn.
Hello there, sir. How can we help today?
I want to buy one of them porn passes.
You want to buy what, mate?
I want to buy one of them jizz tickets.
Oh, very good, sir. One jizz ticket coming right up. Hey, you're that fella from the internet. What's he called? A Sargon of a card. Hey, Misty love, you never guess who walked in the shop. It's that Sargon of a card fella from the internet. He's after one of them jizz tickets.
Oh, fancy that. He's already been in 6 times today for jizz tickets. Ask him if he wants to buy a 6-ticket saver.
Oh, that's right, Sargon. We've got a 6-ticket saver. You get your 6 jizz tickets, plus a complimentary box of tissues and a free Gatorade. You got to be replacing those electrolytes somehow.
It's pretty hard to argue with that value.
It certainly is, Sargon, particularly when you got a raging boner.
That was 16 WAPT's Beth Al Miles reporting. The senator hopes that bill can bring attention to others like Senate Bill 2212, that forces people convicted of incest in Mississippi to register as a sex offender.
It kind of seems like a waste of resources, doesn't it? Like, I mean, he's introducing this whole bill into Parliament to talk about, like, outlawing ringing one out when his whole issue is abortion. I don't think he's going to make much progress there. It's Mississippi. I believe they're very, very right-wing.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to have much luck with the erection election.
The erection election. Anyway, that was all a fucking mishmash. It's quite confusing. The guy's threatening to outlaw masturbation to shine a light on abortion. And by the way, incest is bad, which incest is bad, but okay.
I think what we can take away from this is don't fuck your sister.
Yeah, obviously. But if you do, you should be able to get an abortion. Maybe that's where his head is with this. I don't know. I thought it was interesting. We'll leave it there. Visit Sugar Tits. She has a channel.
Yes, I do.
And we'll catch you later. Ta-ta. Bye-bye.
See ya. Recession, recession. Give me better times, give me better times. Recession, recession.